Well, while Jane Ace is progressing nicely, arranging a love match for Neil Williams' mother with old man Neff, Mr. Ace is having no luck at all trying to put over a deal with Mr. Neff. Last night, Neil had an item placed in the gossip column of his paper concerning Neff and Mrs. Williams, hoping to help Mr. Ace with his deal. This episode takes place the following morning in alternate scenes between Mr. Neff's office and Mr. Ace's real estate office. But first to Mr. Neff. Neil is just entering. Listen.
Good morning, Mr. Neff.
Come in here and close that door.
Yes, sir.
Sit down.
Thank you.
You sent for me, didn't you? I mean, at the paper, there was a man.
Did I send for you? Did I say, did you read this paper this morning?
The Post? Yeah, I sort of glanced over it. I worked on it.
Oh, you glanced over it?
Yeah, I always like to see my stuff in print. It's a funny thing, Mr. Neff. No matter how long you work on a paper, you always get a kick out of seeing your own stuff in print. I made page one today if you read that article about the fire down at the...
I'm not talking about page one.
Oh, well, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Don't tell me you didn't have anything to do with putting this in the paper.
What? What's that?
Oh, playing dumb. I suppose you're going to deny the whole thing.
I don't know what the story is you're referring to, if you let me see that paper.
I'm talking about this column here. This one.
Oh, Bauer's column.
Who?
One of the boys on the paper does an about-town column. That's quite a following, too, I understand.
Yeah, I know it has. Everybody in this office building read it. The elevator boy winked at me. My own stenographer laughed right out my face. And you say you didn't have anything to do with it?
With what? Let me see it.
There. That's what. Read that.
Oh, yeah. It's about you, isn't it?
Well, who do you think it was about? Read it.
T.Y. Neff, who's up to his neck in real estate, is up to his knees in rumble these spring nights and all the hot...
Now, don't read it out loud.
Oh, well, you said read it.
I don't want to hear it. Just read it to yourself and tell me you didn't have that put in there.
But, Mr. Neff, I'm a reporter on the Post. I'm not a columnist.
Don't tell me.
I write news. I don't write
gossip. I don't know what it is. Gossip.
About the rumble, you mean?
Yes, about the rumble.
Oh, but I saw you taking lessons myself, didn't I?
Then you did write this thing.
But the person who wrote this says you were dancing in the night spots around town.
Yes, and did you read what else he says? Dancing with a certain mysterious newcomer, and he's going to find out her name and print that next.
Yes, I see that here. It says, a mysterious but gorgeous newcomer.
Gorgeous, huh? Sounds like a chorus girl or something. You know who it was. It's your mother.
Yes, I know. Well, that description fits, Mom. She takes after me.
Yes, she is a little... I don't care about that. I want her name kept out of this paper.
Oh, I see. So that's why you sent for me.
Oh, who else should I send for? You work there.
Yeah, but that's not my department.
Are you just going to sit by and let them print your mother's name all over that paper and not do anything about it?
Well, what's the matter with the paper? If it's good enough for me to work on and save me my salary, after all, it should be good enough.
Well, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not going to have my name linked with hers all over that gossip column.
Now, just a minute, sir. You're speaking of my mother.
Well, I didn't mean that. Goodness, no, boy. It's not that I object being mentioned with your mother.
But... Well, sir, I should hope
so. Oh, no, boy. Not that. It's just that, you should have seen the looks I got around the place this morning. What it's going to do to my business reputation, having things like this printed about me.
Ooh, so that's the angle.
Yes, that's the angle. You've got to put a stop to it.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Neff. After all, I only work on the paper. I don't own it. I'm going to try to do what I can.
Well, you've got to do more than that.
No man can do more than try.
But can't you talk to this fellow that writes that column?
Bowers? Well, yes, maybe I... Wait a minute. Yes, I think I can. Bowers owes me a few bucks. Quite a few.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah, I lent him some money when he needed it pretty badly. I think I can talk him into laying off.
Good. That's what I want. I don't want her name dragged into this.
I'll do what I can, Mr. Neff.
Well, you don't want it either, do you?
Well, personally, it doesn't matter to me. I think Mother might get quite a kick out of it.
But I won't. How about my business reputation?
Well, I'll see what I can do about it.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, boy.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Neff. Maybe someday you can do me a favor.
Sure, any time. What's the favor?
No special favor. I didn't have anything in mind. Yes, maybe you can at that.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's not exactly for me. It's for a friend of mine. You know him, too. Mr. Ace.
Mr. Ace? What about Mr. Ace?
Well, I think he's working on a deal to handle your real estate.
Yes, but he wants 4%. I won't pay more than 3.
Oh, you won't?
No, I won't. He can make more money with me at 3% than he can with all those other birds at 4.
Well, that was the favor I thought you said you'd do for me.
Well, I can't do that.
Well, I hope I have better luck with Bowers than I have with you, Mr. Neff.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you could see your way clear to letting Mr. Ace have 4%, I might insist that Bowers cut out any more mention of your name.
But that has nothing to do with this.
Well, they were both favors. I see sort of a comparison, don't you?
No, I don't.
Now, look, Mr. Neff, let's talk this over calmly and sensibly.
On Pianton Christmas until I just couldn't stand any longer, and I had to come down here and find out what Mr. Neff said about that piece in the paper.
Well, you came down for nothing, Jane. He just hasn't said anything about it.
He hasn't?
Well, he hasn't said it to me if he has. It was a fine idea Neil had. Sure, just let him see that piece in the paper, and he'll be calling Neil on the phone, begging Neil to keep anything else out of the paper, and then I'll put over my deal. It worked out just as Neil said it did, didn't it?
Yes, it did, didn't it?
It did?
Well, yes, except that Mr. Neff didn't call Neil.
And my deal is still not put over.
Yes.
Yes, it worked out like he said.
Well, maybe he didn't read it yet.
Oh, if he didn't, somebody must have told him about it already. That column is very widely read. I know he knows about it. He's just not reacting to it as Neil thought he would. Neil thought he had the whole thing figured out. Just what Mr. Neff would do. It's not as easy as all that.
I think I'll go down to his office, dear.
Who's Neil?
No, Mr. Neff.
Oh, no, you don't. Now, you stay away from there.
But aren't you curious to know if he read it or what he thinks about it?
Am I curious?
Yes, I know I am. Now, if I could go down there and talk to him, not to ask him if he read it or not, just about how he is and how he's getting along with his rumble letter.
That'll be a nice thing to ask, especially if he's seen it.
Well, he doesn't know if I saw it or not. I'll just act dumb, like I didn't even see it.
Hey, that might be an idea, Fred.
Because I'm worried if he did see it, he might get mad at Mrs. Williams. And I don't want that to happen, because if he doesn't marry her, then Marge and Neil can never get married.
I'm not interested in that right now.
Well,
I am. Look, Jane, that's a great idea. You go down and talk to him, but don't act like you didn't see this paper this morning. You did see it.
I know I did, dear, but I don't have to let him know that
I
saw it.
But I want you to let him know you did and tell him you think it's terrible. And here's the main thing, that you're going to talk to me, to have me talk to Neil, to keep anything else out of the paper about it. You get it?
I'm going to talk to you to talk to
me. Neil. Now, the idea is that you read the article in the paper and you feel awful about it, and you're going to talk to me to talk to Neil. You try him.
If you feel that you'd like to have me use my influence to keep this out of the paper, I think the least you can do is to do my friend Mr. Ace a favor and give him this deal. How about it?
Oh, all right. You win.
Good. Now, you're not making a mistake, Mr. Neff.
I don't know if I am or not. All I'm interested in is keeping this stuff out of that column.
Well, it's a deal now, Mr. Neff. I keep the stuff out, and you give Mr. Ace your business.
But how do I know you keep it out? I'm not going to close any deal with Mr. Ace until I'm sure.
That's fair enough. Tell you what I'll do. I'll bring you a signed statement from Bowers promising not to mention anything more about it.
You will?
You don't have to sign the deal if I don't. Is that a fair proposition?
Yes, if you bring me the signed statement.
Bring it in tonight. How's that?
The sooner the better. This thing's got me worried. The way those people smirked at me this morning when I walked in here.
Tell you what, let's do. Suppose I get Mr. Ace to draw up the papers for the real estate deal. He'll have them ready tonight. We'll all meet at his house, say, about 8 o'clock or so. I'll bring you the signed statement from Bowers, and you sign the deal. How's that?
That's good enough.
Okay, then. 8 o'clock tonight. I'll get busy right away.
Oh, hello, Mr. Neff.
What brings you here this morning?
Why, Neil, of all people, what are you doing here?
Well, I was doing some business, but I'm through now. I've got to hurry, Jane. I've got some good news.
Good news?
Yeah, for a friend of mine. You might know him, too. So long, Jane. Goodbye, Mr. Neff. Remember now, 8 o'clock.
Yes, I remember.
Goodbye, Jane. See you tonight.
Goodbye, Neil. All right. Well, Mr. Neff, how are you?
Awful.
That's just awful. Oh, I'll bet it's about that article in the paper. Wasn't that the most terrible thing you ever read?
I'd rather not discuss it any further.
Well, I felt terrible when I read it. I said to Mr. Ace, I said, did you read this? And he said, why? And I said, did you read this piece in the paper? And he said, what piece? And I said, this
please, is... Mrs. Ace, do you mind if I don't talk about that? I just talked it over with young William.
Neil?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. It's all going to be straightened out. I made him a proposal.
A proposal? You did?
Yes, I did.
Well, this is so sudden, Mr. Neff.
Well, very sudden. The idea of that.
Well, what did Neil say? Is it all right with him?
It's going to be.
Well, if this isn't the best news I ever heard, how about Neil's mother? What did she say?
I want her name kept out of it.
Kept out of it?
Yes, that's why I consented to the proposal.
Oh, then she doesn't know yet. You just asked Neil, huh?
She'll know soon enough. We're going to settle the whole thing tonight.
going to be at your house at 8 o'clock.
At our house? Oh, if that isn't the most... Well, I'm just dumbfounded. Wasn't Neil surprised?
Well, he acted surprised, but I bet you he had something to do with it.
Oh, he didn't know anything about it. He and Marge don't know.
Well, I think he did, but it's too late now. We're going to settle it tonight once and for all.
Well, I just can't believe... Oh, I've got to hurry and tell Mr. H.
I think young Williams is doing that now.
Oh, I hope he doesn't, because I want to be the first to break the news to him. Well, goodbye, Mr. Neff. Congratulations. I'll see you at 8 o'clock at our house.
Hello? Oh, hello, Neil. Where have you been?
He did?
You say the old man fell for it?
Well, are you sure, Neil?
I see. Well, that's certainly good news to me. Boy, I've been waiting for this thing for a month now.
Yeah, okay, 8 o'clock tonight. Fine.
Oh, wait a minute. I just sent Jane over there. I hope she doesn't spoil it.
What?
You did? Well, did she say anything when you saw her, or...
Oh, well, I hope so. Thanks a million, old boy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she's here, Neil. Jane just got back. I guess she didn't mess it up after all. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Oh, was that Neil?
Yes, he told me the good news.
Oh, I wanted to tell you first.
You don't look so crestfallen about it. What difference does
it
make?
Oh, well, isn't it marvelous?
Well, it's something I've been waiting for a long time.
Me, too.
But I won't believe it until it's definitely settled tonight.
8 o'clock tonight, dear.
Yeah, Neil says that story in the paper had the old man worried quite a bit. Well, I'm glad we've got him worried.
Oh, he ought to be the happiest man in the world. I'm
Well,
happy.
As long as he's worried, I'll stand a better chance of bargaining with him in case he wants to back out.
Oh, he can't back out. Now, after he already told me.
Well, you can't tell about him, but I'm ready for him. I'll have my wits about me. I'll be the best man. Don't worry about that.
Oh, sure. You'll be the best man, dear.
Okay, Jay, you better run along. I've got to get all these papers ready for 8 o'clock tonight.
And so we look forward to some big, if rather complicated, doings at the Aces when Mr. Neff arrives and Jane springs this marriage business on him. We learn about that when next we meet the Easy Aces. Good night.